The second scripture reading this morning comes from Luke, chapter 16, verse 10. Whoever is faithful in a very little is faithful also in much. And whoever is dishonest in a very little is dishonest also in much. Well, good morning. I bring greetings to each and every one of you from your camp and nature retreat, Camp Adams. We've had a gorgeous fall season. The leaves are turning and falling, and the rain has returned, and I'm happy about that as well. In short, the magic of autumn is unfolding at camp, and it's also the time of the year where I have some free time, finally, that I can find myself coming to congregations such as yourselves and asking you to think about, to encourage you to support the outdoor ministry programs and sites in our conference in any and every way that you are willing and able. Which then, of course, begs the question, why? Why come to camp? Why send your youth? Why lend your support? Why camp? Last winter, we had 20 middle schoolers, 6th through 8th graders, from UCC churches throughout the conference at camp for the annual midwinter middle school retreat. And during our closing circle, I asked each of them to tell us one thing that they really missed about home while they were with us for the weekend, and one thing that they were going to really miss about camp when they left and returned home. And I thought I would use their voices to begin to answer the question of why camp. Now, I was trained as a social scientist, so I have to say this. We have to set aside the fact that this sample of kiddos was hardly random, and that those individuals who went first undoubtedly influenced the responses of those who followed. However, no one said that they missed their things, their electronic entertainment things, their creature comfort things. What they did miss were their families, their pets, and a few of them missed being able to sleep by themselves in their own bedroom and not in a bunk bed. And likewise, what they were going to miss about camp were their friends, old and new, and the opportunity to be together in the beauty of the forest. Most specifically, more than half of them responded that they would miss mealtimes at camp, that once at home, they would miss sitting around a table together in community, sharing conversation and laughter, and participating in one of the most basic and ancient rituals of human society, breaking bread together. I think the responses that I heard during this weekend of midwinter retreat offer a simple and compelling answer to the question of why camp, and that's community. Now, community is one of those words that is so often used in so many contexts that it really loses its meaning. So for the sake of clarity, it is probably best for me to take a moment to expand on what I mean when I use the term community to answer the question of why I believe camp, and particularly camps run by the United Church of Christ, are such an important part of our society in general, and most specifically of our faith and our lives together in our shared faith. I think that the 20 youth who were assembled that weekend last winter made it pretty clear in their responses that the experience of coming to camp for the weekend threw into high relief the importance of relationships in their lives. The relationships with their loved ones at home and the richness of relationships that can be built with groups of like-minded individuals from other places and spaces. Their voices remind us of something that those who have been involved in outdoor ministries for generations have known. Leaving all that is familiar, coming together in the midst of the glory of God's creation to build a brand new community from the ground up in short order in a short amount of time teaches us profound lessons about how important it is to belong to ourselves, to belong to each other, to belong to God, and to belong to the rest of God's creation. That we are at our healthiest, our happiest and our best when we find a place to belong. Now, if this sounds like I'm painting a rosy, if not outright utopian, picture of camp and the camping experience, I agree. And I'll add another important qualification. All of the above is an explanation of camp and the camping experience in theory, and like any endeavor born of human behavior, the practice is far messier than the theory. By design, a weekend or week at camp forces us to relate, to enter into community, and it gives us just as much opportunity to do this poorly in an unhealthy, dysfunctional way that builds barriers between individuals and creates insiders and outsiders, as it gives us opportunity to do it well in a healthy, functional way that allows each individual to feel as if she or he belongs. Believe me when I tell you that for my personal camp experience, camp can be messy. Mess is always a potential. But in the right hands, hands equipped to carefully and correctly guide individuals to confront and manage the messiness of belonging, out of this mess, utterly beautiful and profound experiences can emerge. And I truly believe that it is our faith tradition in the United Church of Christ, our beliefs, our polity, and the way we and our denomination strive to enact the wisdom of the life of Christ in this life that makes us especially equipped to be those kinds of hands that guide our youth and each other through the messiness of belonging in places like Camp Adams. We in the UCC are often reticent to behave in any manner that suggests even a smidgen of evangelical behavior, and I actually really appreciate this. It is part of our extravagant welcome. It is part of our all-important creed that you don't check your brain at the door to be part of the heart of the UCC. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't acknowledge what makes us unique and celebrate the gifts that this uniqueness offers to all that enter into our community. There are many, many, many different camps and camping experiences out there for us and our youth to participate in and to support. And in the spring, magazines and newspapers will be filled with advertisements boasting the merits of specific camps and camping experiences. And at most of these camps, those who participate will be thrown into the promise and messiness of human relationships and community. What makes UCC camps unique and uniquely important to me is that they are the one and only type of camp that will confront this messiness with the tenets of our faith tradition. We don't always get it right. Maybe we even get it wrong more than we get it right. But our intentions, I believe, truly set us apart. Our faith is built on traditions of applying Christ's example to invite all to the table as they are, to recognize that each individual is good enough just the way he or she is, and to work together for justice. And this is what we live into in a very specific and profound way each and every time we gather together at places like Camp Adams. This is the gift we give to our children when we send them to places like Camp Adams and when we support the future of outdoor ministries in the United Church of Christ. So last year at this midwinter retreat, a young man from Ainsworth UCC in downtown Portland came to camp for the first time, Dylan. Dylan was the only youth from his church to come. And traditionally at midwinter, churches come as youth groups. So usually you're not the only youth from your church. His mother dropped him off, and she was visibly concerned about leaving him alone. And Dylan was really trying hard to play it cool. But he was obviously nervous, and quite frankly, I was too. Dylan started the weekend off by telling us to call him Viper. So we called him Viper. And I had the absolute privilege of watching groups of other UCC youth come together and welcome Viper into their established relationships. Viper's ease increased hourly. By lunchtime on Saturday, it was apparent that Viper was enjoying himself. During the Sunday closing ceremony, when I asked Viper what he missed most about his home, he said something like, "Well, sure, I miss my parents and stuff, but really, I'm not ready to go home. I wish I could stay longer." I told him that the great thing about camp is that you can always come back. And Viper came back for summer camp, and I think we'll be seeing a lot of Viper at camp. And he and I would like to see you there as well.